Olympia Snow, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So when you retired from the Senate in 2012, you said the rise of harsh partisanship was part of the reason. 2 years later, has that landscape changed at all?
Dramatically and infinitely worse than when I departed from the Senate. You know, I was concerned at the time that the polarization would not lessen or be diminished in the short term, but I guess I couldn't imagine that it would have gotten that much worse, and we saw it, you know, result in the 16-day shutdown last fall, and the very fact that Congress is failing to work on issues that are important to people in this country at a very difficult time.
Now, you've created an organization called Olympia's List,
right,
and it's focused on lawmakers who are not afraid to cross those mm-hmm. boundaries. How hard is it to push for change like that when you're out of the Senate?
It's actually, in some ways, easier because mm-hmm. you are unconstrained by the day-to-day in order to, you know, focus on this mission. When I realized that overall Congress was not achieving its potential, that's what took a significant change. I have been speaking across the country, talking to Americans about what they can do to engage in this process and to change it. I'm a senior fellow with the Bipartisan Policy Center, and we are planning to issue a list of recommendations, congressional, electoral, and political reforms, in addition, ways in which we can encourage and promote public service. And finally, I created the Olympia's List as a political action committee to support centrist candidates in primaries, particularly on the Republican side, because that has really been a dramatic problem for mm-hmm. the Republican Party.
Initially, you said things have gotten remarkably worse in the last 2 years, mm-hmm. and yet it appears that you're doing some kind of infrastructure work here to try to make things get better. How do those two kind of merge together?
People think it's an all-or-nothing proposition when it comes to solving problems, but I always say, I don't know a sphere of life where you get 100% of what you want. You know, if you want to solve a problem, you got to be practical about it,
right,
to make it work. It isn't so much that somebody's a conservative or a liberal or far right, far left. That's not the issue. The issue is, at the end of the day, are you prepared to help solve some problems to move forward?
So you're a Republican in Dallas, mm-hmm. speaking to Planned Parenthood.
Right.
In a lot of places in the country, that would be a career death sentence for Republicans.
Which would be unfortunate, because it's so consistent with the traditional Republican principles. You know, freedom of choice, individual opportunity, limited government. So it's mystifying why it has become such a lightning rod.
So what's your take on the abortion restrictions that states like Texas have imposed?
Well, I think it's contradictory, because it's blocking access to contraceptives and is denying people to make their choices for themselves. It's government intrusion, which I see as contradictory, you know, frankly, to the Republican philosophy. We don't want government intruding in our lives.
So what's next for Olympia Snow?
I'm continuing to travel and to convey my message and encourage people to get involved in the political process and not to accept what the state of polarization and division that's, you know, engulfed our political system, and that they can get involved and that they can change it. People say, well, you know, I'm surprised you're so hopeful. I am, because I'm a can-do person. The country's a can-do nation, it always has been. And I don't want people to despair and think that they can't make a difference when they can.
Olympia Snow, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.